Gene, here at the Syngenta Learning Centers, we learned a little bit about what Syngenta is doing in the area of soybeans and with new products in particular. What are some of the key things that you would like us in the that we're here at the media briefing to walk away with?
Well, first and foremost, soybeans are certainly a crop that is changing rapidly in the last few years and will change rapidly over the next few years. No longer is it just a glyphosate-tolerant world in soybeans that we've lived most of the last 10 years, maybe not quite 10 years, but most of the last 10 years. And we're talking about new problems that our growers are asking us to solve, such as aphids. Soybean cyst nematode continues to expand in its acreage. Sudden death syndrome, some of those things are popping up, other diseases. We're also looking to bring new herbicide resistance technologies to the market, as we do have some glyphosate resistance issues here and there in some acres.
So looking at the new products and the trait pipeline, I think you called it, what do we have to look forward to from Syngenta then?
Well, in the near term, we're particularly excited about some new product releases this year that don't have a lot of new traits or advantages to them, just step changes in performance. We've got a couple late Group 3 soybeans that are outstanding. I've never seen new products as good as these and a few Group 4s and also some Group 2s. So we a lot of soybean acres in those maturity groups, and we are very excited to see the results this fall. The results last fall were as good as I've seen in my 20-some year career.
Is there any, are any of these products you're talking about something we're going to see when we get out into the field here?
Oh, absolutely. They were experimentals last year, and this year is a first-year commercial, so they'll be in most all of our plots if the maturity is the proper fit. We'll certainly be looking at yield data out of our breeder plots and university trials and independent trials as well. But we're particularly excited about these varieties, especially what they can do for our farmers as we enter in a new era of soybean production, and hopefully a new era where the market prices will stay where they're at presently.
So is there anything that you would want to basically convey to growers in terms of how they're going to manage their soybean crop production in light of some of the new technologies that you're bringing to market, things that maybe are a little outside of the traditional thinking right now?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the world of soybeans is changing rapidly. Now we can apply seed-applied insecticides to the seed to help control pests, such as the Cruiser Max program, which is we're just seeing excellent results from. You know, we're going to be bringing out multiple trait products in the near term, not so much right now, but in the next 5 years. You know, the art or science of growing soybeans is changing. It's not the case that when I started as an agronomist a number of years ago in this industry, where we planted soybeans at 250,000 seeds per acre with a drill and many of them laid on top of the ground. Today we have a higher value seed. We want to protect that investment. We're trying to get more and more acres that are in that 70-plus bushel range and keep our yield curve moving upwards. There's no doubt that we have to raise more soybeans on lower or less acres today, as we've seen with the ethanol-driven market in the corn world, and so we're very focused on that at Syngenta.
Well, I know that I think you said that the potential is that we could or should be able to do 150 bushels, but we're obviously not there in terms of an average. What do you think is a realistic goal that we might hit here, say, in the next 3 to 5 years?
Well, certainly our cultural practices are getting better, too. Our customers are getting better at growing soybeans and with the planting equipment that they have and the fertility programs and the weed control programs. But the programs that we're specifically and the traits we're specifically focused on are those things that are not quite as easy to solve. How do we protect the roots from pests or disease? How do we keep that plant completely clean of disease all year that just takes a little bit of yield every time you turn around? How do we keep the weeds at bay all the time so there's just absolutely no yield loss, as well as some insect pests? You know, years ago we didn't have to worry about insects in soybeans, and today it's not a widespread problem, but certainly aphids are here or there, and bean leaf beetles in other locations, and we're trying to bring products to the market that that protect our plants from those pests, just like the disease protection products that we offer at Syngenta.
Well, thank you very much. That's Gene Kastmeyer with Syngenta talking to us here at their Learning Center's Media Briefing. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.